AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Wisconsin today, teenager Kyle Rittenhouse pleaded not guilty for the shooting deaths of two people during summer protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It followed the police shooting in Kenosha of a black man, Jacob Blake. A memorial service was held in Columbus, Ohio, for a black man shot and killed by a white police officer. Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy. He says firing the officer is not enough.
It's not the mayor, it's the judge that I want this cop to answer to. Because we cannot have a precedent that if you kill us, you just lose your job and continue living like you were.
Voters in Georgia are deciding two races for Senate today, with party majority at stake in the Senate. Republicans need to win both races to hold on to the majority. Some taxpayers say their coronavirus relief checks have gone to a wrong account. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The payments started going out last week, with the IRS saying direct deposits would take several days. A number of taxpayers who use services like TurboTax and H&R Block say they checked the IRS website for a status update and found the money was sent to accounts they didn't recognize. One woman in Dallas says TurboTax told her if she paid her tax preparation fees with her refund due instead of paying up front, the relief payment may have gone to a TurboTax bank. It's unclear how many people were affected. The IRS says the payments are automatic, and people should not contact either the agency or their banks with payment timing questions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Actress Tanya Roberts has died several hours after she was mistakenly declared dead by her publicist and her partner. She was 65. Stocks moved higher about an hour before the closing bell. This is AP News. American Airlines is banning most emotional support animals.
American Airlines says it will allow animals in the cabin free of charge only if they are trained service dogs. While the change is already in effect, passengers who already bought tickets can fly with a companion animal until February 1st. The move follows a similar decision by Alaska Airlines, and other carriers will likely do the same. The number of passengers flying with companion animals grew rapidly in recent years, with some saying the animals help them overcome anxiety and other issues. Passengers only needed a note from a health professional to be allowed to bring their pet on board. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Cleveland Browns are going to the playoffs for the first time since 2002, but their coach, Kevin Stefanski, won't be on the sidelines. Stefanski tested positive for the coronavirus. At least two Browns players won't be in the game. The Browns play the Steelers Sunday night in Pittsburgh. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.